And it's Friday on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 11:06 a.m. Friday, January 7th, 2022. If you are listening to this broadcast on any other day than today, Friday, January 7th, it is a repeat, just so you know. Our new call-to-listen number is 631-359-8232. And you can join us on Facebook to get Power Hour updates by going to facebook.com/Power Hour Nation. And the Power Mall is also on Facebook at the facebook.com/The Power Mall, where we have 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week. In addition to the latest book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we had him on talking about it on the show here, The Real Anthony Fauci. And our Tranquil BOGO still going on, buy one, get one while supplies last. Today we're going to be talking to Paul Alexander. He's finally been able to break free with his schedule. It's gotten rather hectic this week. He was just on a podcast with Dr. Peter Bregan, who you are familiar with. And in the noon hour, we'll be joined by Reverend William Cook from America's Black Robe Regiment, talking about getting the ministers out of their funk and getting them moving forward to save the nation. In the meantime, you should know a lot's been happening the day after. The day after I called January 7th is the day after January 6th. And most of you, if you were watching any portion of the mainstream media, especially Tucker Carlson last night, you saw him go after Texas Senator Ted Cruz for talking stupidly on the Senate floor. Tucker interrupted the senator multiple times, telling him he didn't believe a word he was saying. This is about one of the first times I've ever seen a network anchor call out a senator on live television. Well, maybe he deserved it, but then again, he was smart enough to admit he made a mistake in the language he was using on the Senate floor. But when you sit there, I think, and we can all agree that maybe going to the Capitol and protesting turned riot was probably not the smartest move Americans have made. The bigger problem is that President Trump offered to send 20,000 National Guard troops and was turned down by both Pelosi and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. I call her Bow Wow Wowser because she likes it rough, obviously. You know why she likes it rough? Because she and Nancy Pelosi, despite all the requests from their internal security, denied President Trump's request to put 20,000 troops in front of the Capitol. Why would they do such a thing? I have my suspicions. You may have yours. If you do, 844-769-2944 is the number to call and let me know what you're thinking. What I'm thinking is they allowed the January 6th mob to enter the Capitol building so they could make a charade, political theater, if you will, out of the entire event. They didn't care how many people got killed. They didn't care. I mean, it was their narrative. You see, Joe Biden even said armed insurrectionists. I'm like, God, this guy is like a sociopathological liar. And so is his vice president. She didn't do much better on the microphone yesterday, too, likening what happened January 6th to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Really? She's really out of touch with reality, folks. And she's the very one that says, hey, what we need to do is raise bail money for these rioters that were burning down precincts in Minneapolis and killing people and destroying property. Billions of dollars in damages, really? You don't call that an insurrection? Well, not if they weren't armed. You know, they just showed up with clubs and burned buildings and, you know, they didn't burn the Capitol. In fact, you know, I thought it was really hysterical when you see the guy with the horns and the makeup walking in, and the guy says, what the security guard says, what's it going to take for you to to leave the Senate chamber. You know, here's the thing. A lot of it, for the most part, was peaceful until it wasn't. And when the protesters were encouraged by Ray Epps and others, you know, the little commando in the tower with a bullhorn, we've all seen it. Did you order your copy of Capital Punishment yet? I did this morning. You can go to the website hisglory.tv and order your copy so you can actually see the footage. I put my money where my mouth is. And I tell you, if you don't get the truth, because pictures are worth a thousand words, then we deserve what we get because we're not informed. Joe Biden is no better than Jim Jones. And we all know what happened to those people down in Jonestown when they drank the Kool-Aid, don't we? So we have another Jim Jones in the White House that wants us to all get the jab. Needle in every arm. Yeah, and if you're not, if you're unvaccinated, well, you must be a racist or a domestic terrorist or something. Be glad you don't live in Kazakhstan, because its president announced today that he has given permission for law enforcement agents to use lethal force to quell the unrest that has engulfed the country since the new year. Shoot to kill. Wow. Amazing how that works. Bandits and terrorists, he said, they should be eliminated. Be glad we're not living there yet. We have a choice. It's called rise up and vote them out of office. Rise up and get politically active. And why were the people coming to the Capitol in the first place? Because they believed they were disenfranchised in the 2020 election. Now, you can't blame them for thinking that. Why? Well, let's start with all of the news reports and the video that was taken of the local election offices papering up their windows in certain jurisdictions. Oh, we all of a sudden have a leak in the men's urinal, so we have to close the building. All these little things, when you see people papering up windows and pushing away and police walking Republican poll watchers and challengers out of the office where the votes are being counted, and all of a sudden bags of harvested ballots are being brought in, and people see this stuff and they go, look, if a picture's worth a thousand words, well, we definitely see how we could have been disenfranchised. That's probably one of the reasons why they marched en masse to the Capitol. Now, did we need Ray Epps there? You know, even Ted Cruz admitted it was a little sinister that Ray Epps' name would be on the FBI's most wanted list and all of a sudden it gets removed, which makes you wonder, according to Cruz, that Ray Epps was not an FBI informant or at least an agent provocateur. And then you got the guy in the tower. Nobody knows where he is. The guy with the bullhorn telling everybody to get in there. The craziness of it all. And this charade, this theater, is going to go on until the elections in November. And you see, this is where we the people can make a difference. Because the last time I checked, we the people owned the Capitol building, the White House. Yeah, they own it. We the people paid for this with blood, sweat, and tears and their tax dollars. And I think they had a right to go there and peacefully protest. But I want to find Ray Epps and haul his butt in front of the January 6th committee. It's amazing that you get Liz Cheney, another buffoon, pontificating on Fox News and denied the fact that they were out to get Trump so he couldn't run again. You got to wonder about some of these people and what they're doing. I mean, it's not even a legitimate committee. They're supposed to, according to the rules, have 13 members. They have 9. What happened? People got the boot. People withdrew. Now, a little shakeup there makes you wonder what exactly is going on here. It's all theater, folks. Relax. pay no attention to the man behind the curtain because he's lost his mind. That's right. I'm talking about the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old. You know who I'm talking about. I don't mince words here. This man has done everything to violate every tenet of the Constitution, including all those people that are locked up right now without a speedy trial. They are entitled to a trial. And where are they? For the last year, they've all been locked up in a D.C. holding tank. This is crazy. And then, you know, people, they're not paying attention. I agree with a lot of the anchors I hear out there that people may not be paying that much attention to the January 6th committee. They're going to run this up the flagpole every day of the week until you get so sick and tired of it. You call their individual offices and tell them to shut up. Enough of it. And, you know, when people rise up against Benny Thompson, Liz Cheney, and all these other people and support their opponents and vote them out of office, that's when things will make a difference. They won't be able to whine on TV anymore. And for those of you worried about your cost of utilities going up, RT is reporting the people in France may see a 40% jump in their electricity costs by next month. That's right. European energy crisis has deepened over the past several months. We're talking about 93.30 euros per megawatt hour at present, and it's going to go up. The country's government has faced months of violent street protest after a fuel tax increase in 2018. And the rallies have even, according to RT, grown into a broader anti-government movement. You see, we don't work that way here. I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. We the people, this is what representative government is, or supposed to be. I haven't seen any evidence of that lately. It's like we're going to do what we want. We're self-serving psychopaths. We don't care what you want because we're here. We're corruptible. We've fallen for it. We drank the Kool-Aid. We're going to do what we want, and to hell with you, we the people. Because we're going to get a pension, unlike what you're going to get. We're going to get medical benefits, unlike what you're going to get. And there's no term limit, so we can keep staying here and sucking off the teat of the government, collecting honoraria from every special interest group that owns us. It's just the way things are right now, folks, until you take action and vote these people out. And be glad you don't live in Australia, because now Activist Post is reporting the demonization against the unvaxxed has intensified in that country. Unvaccinated Australians in the Northern Territory have been put under a new lockdown. They're not allowed to go outside to exercise or travel to work. Really? Can't go out and make a living. What does that tell you? The fully vaccinated, of course, according to Australian officials, Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner, well, they can go out and continue as they were. And for people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules are going to apply to everybody 16 and above. The craziness of it all. And meanwhile, in Hong Kong, Al Jazeera, of all news outlets, is reporting that their zero COVID policies in Hong Kong are making working conditions so bad for air crew, they pose a potential safety risk. And this is according to pilots who have worked in the aviation hub. And they're warning the government. And they've told Al Jazeera in interviews for current and former pilots in Hong Kong, all of whom requested anonymity, of course, due to the sensitivity of the issue, said the harsh quarantine rules raise safety concerns due to their effect on the mental health and well-being of the air crew. Not to mention the fact that if they're vaccinated, or jabbed, as I like to call them, that when they get to 38,000 feet, the what-if scenario may occur. They may all of a sudden stroke out. They may have blood clots that have been building up, waiting to explode inside their brain. Do you realize, and this is from Joe Mercola's post that he's just put up here, that more children, according to Colette Martin, a practicing nurse who testified before a Louisiana Health and Welfare Committee on December 6th, more children are dying from the jab than from the disease itself. That's right. They're having terrifying reactions to the COVID shot, yet everybody's just basically dismissing her concerns. The average number of adverse event reports following vaccination for the last 10 years has been about 39,000 a year, with an average of 155 deaths. Wow, it's not that way now, is it? The COVID jabs alone now account, and this is just the figure that we know of, which is probably much higher, 983,756 adverse events as of December 17th last year, including 20,622 deaths. And this does not include the underreporting factor, which we know is significant. But they still, the CDC, says children 12 to 17 need to get a booster. It is amazing they still want them to get the jab, even though it's going to further weaken their immune system. We have seen this over and over again. All of the frontline doctors that we have had on the show have said, these kids are not the ones at risk. Why are we mandating and insisting that they get a needle? What happens 10 years down the road if these kids go to reproduce and find out they're sterile? Oh, well, it wasn't the vax. Must be a genetic condition. Must be a comorbidity factor. They're not going to blame the jab at all. Because, see, one way to reduce the population, kill off those that are sensitive to it, and sterilize those that aren't potentially sensitive to it yet. They might die of myocarditis or something, heart attacks. We're seeing, as you heard Dr. Orient say, we've got athletes walking out on the field during a game, and all of a sudden they start having heart problems and collapsing on the field. Would it surprise you to understand that 99% of the NBA, NFL, and NHL have all been jabbed and given boosters? Amazing. What would happen? God, what would network? I mean, literally, America would go into a meltdown if sports all of a sudden ceased to exist because everybody was dead. They would go into a meltdown. What are they going to do? No tailgate parties? You're lucky you have the freedom to even have a tailgate party, given the fact that a majority of the sheeple are asleep in this country. They've all been drinking the Kool-Aid and lulled into a false sense of security. And now Fauci, you know, the patron saint of Wuhan, Lord God, Dr. Anthony Mengele, the head of the infectious diseases section, medical advisor to the president, has suggested that vaccines may be mandatory to fly domestically as another incentive to get people to get the jab. Like I said, if they keep up with this narrative, it's going to kill the airline industry overnight. As soon as they implement it, this is war, folks. It is aimed against we the people to bring in a totalitarian regime bent on eliminating your freedom. That's the way it works. Mercola's website also notes that a glutathione deficiency might be at the root of severe illness, as it leads to significant oxidative stress, lung inflammation, and multi-organ failure with COVID. And this is also the ability to synthesize vitamin D if you're lacking glutathione. We have it at the Power Mall in iComplex CS and Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. Both of these have L-glutathione and NAC, which is another product, N-acetylcysteine. And that's what you can get in what we have here at the Power Mall. The prime age mortality is up 40%, and the majority of the deaths are not going to come from COVID-19. It's going to come from other factors. Of course, we don't know if that's true or not. There were close to 6,000 excess pneumonia deaths that did not involve COVID in the 30 to 39 age group in the 12 months ending October of last year. Influenza was only involved in 50 deaths in this age group, yet they still want you to get the jab. Amazing how that works. We told you yesterday, Victoria White, remember the Minnesota woman who suffered a severe beating by D.C. police in the West Terrace Tunnel at the Capitol a year ago, yesterday? She has filed a federal lawsuit alleging assault, battery, and excessive use of force. They're asking for more than $1 million. That figure will likely go up. And if you happen to use Venmo or PayPal, they have now been directed to report payments of $600 or above to the IRS starting January 1. And this applies to Cash App, Zelle, Google Pay, anything going through the banking system. This amended reporting threshold is part of that American Rescue Plan, which was passed by the Democrats without a single Republican vote in March of this year, or last year, rather, 2021. The third-party payment platforms need to report certain transactions on 1099-Ks. Wow, what a big pain in the butt for these people. Well, you know, they're making that much money. They can afford it. Oh, by the way, and for those of you who were wondering whether Pfizer is going to have to spill their guts, well, a federal judge yesterday ordered the FDA to produce at a rate of 55,000 pages per month the documents it relied on to license Pfizer's COVID-19 jab, and they have just a little over 8 months to fully produce all of Pfizer's pre-licensure safety data, much faster than the 500 pages a month that U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman ordered the FDA to produce more than 12,000 pages on or before January 31. Oh, the FDA wanted 55 years to cough it up. Why? Because the majority of the people that got the jab might be dead and they can't protest. Wonderful how they got this whole thing in mind. We're going to have Paul Alexander, Dr. Paul, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Right after the break here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We'll be right back. 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Friday, January 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we stay afloat because of the fact that you support us on the Power Mall. And every so often we will have guests on that will explain how their products that we sell in the Power Mall work. We have 10% off North American Urban Spice this week at the Power Mall. In addition to 10% off the Real Anthony Fauci book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and our Tranquil Buy One, Get One Free While Supplies Last. We're still trying to raise Dr. Paul. We have a lot more news to cover, folks. This is something I was just made aware of about something Dr. Robert Malone has recently stated. You know, it's amazing that the ineffectiveness of a medicine is being blamed on those who didn't take it. The irony of it all, right? You gotta love this insanity. And you have to love the possibility that all of this is deliberate. I know this has entered your mind. Like I said, I liken President Biden to Jim Jones at Jonestown. And how many people have drunk the Kool-Aid? Dr. Paul Alexander has been on this show with us before. He was just recently on a podcast that I watched with Dr. Peter Bregan. He joins us once again on the Power Hour. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me once again.
Oh, you bet. Hey, we love hearing from you, Dr. Paul. This is absolutely wonderful. I mean, here you are, a clinical epidemiologist. You are looking at evidence-based medicine. You're looking at the facts. You're looking at the research methodology. And, you know, now the FDA has been ordered that you got less than 8 months. You got to release all the documentation of all of the research that was done pre-licensure of the Pfizer jab. What do you think about that ruling?
Well, I think it is an excellent ruling, and that law firm, Siri, and they, I had been in communications with them about assisting them from a technical point of view. So I'm still in discussions and have done some work. So good ruling, absolutely necessary because it demonstrates to us, look, we have to stop tiptoeing around the issue. I know we have to be careful sometimes in what we say. Some of us could say things and can't say certain things. But, you know, I'm a very blunt individual. I'm kind of like Dr. Peter McCullough and Malone that I work with daily. There's a problem. There's a serious problem with these vaccines. They are ineffective. They don't work. Zero. I need to say it again. They do not work. And they're harmful. And I think that, I am willing to bet that a lot of shady business went on. Look, I worked with President Trump's administration at HHS. You know that. I supported President Trump. I still do support President Trump. And I think he was greatly misled by Fauci and Burks. That task force worked to undercut him, save for Brett Giroir, the testing guy. The others were... Fauci and Burks were a unique set. They actually undercut Trump on a day-to-day basis on that podium and all of the junk science that they put out. I am telling you that those vaccine developers must have cut corners, had to have cut corners, particularly safety, to bring that vaccine. And the thing is, the reason why I mentioned Trump, people, look, I'm on a lot of interviews and I'm writing and people call me, they write me, say, Paul, forget about Trump, move on. Forget about him. He's history. I tell people, no, you can't say that. I think the guy was a good guy. And I even think that if things fall into place right, he should get a second shot to fix a lot of this madness. But I have to be blunt. He was greatly misled by Fauci and Burks. And he made a catastrophic blunder with the lockdowns and school closures. He should have fired Fauci and Burks day one. Day one, and he made a second blunder with the vaccine. They misled him, and him not being a scientist. Look, I'm not making excuses for him. He was the CEO, so he made He made decisions, but he made the wrong decisions. So I think for President Trump, he has to come out and explain why he didn't fire them and how did he, well, why he brought these vaccines, because the decision was him. Of course, he could turn around and tell us, well, you know, I had the scientists like from Pfizer, I had Bula from Pfizer, Bansell from Moderna, Moncef Slowey, I had all these people. I had Fauci breathing on my neck, Burks. I had Stephen Hahn from the FDA, who's now in a big job, I think, in Moderna. So he's completely complicit and conflicted. I don't understand how he could sleep at night, Hahn. And I know him. I respected him. I worked with him. I thought he was a good individual, a good human being. Kind guy, smart guy from my meetings with him. I can't say anything about him personally. I think he's a good person. But I think from a public health official's point of view and the former commissioner of the FDA, he should have not taken that job at Moderna, because you just regulated them and you just gave them approval, emergency use, for their vaccine. And then you take a big position with them? How complicit and conflicted is that? To me, that's almost illegal. I don't understand how you can do something like that. So the point I'm making is this. You need 10 to 15 years to bring a vaccine to conception, to arm properly, for you to do the efficacy phase of the trials and the safety phase. They brought these vaccines in 3 to 4 months. I don't care what the President Trump says about Operation Warp Speed, and they brought this so quickly, and that was an accomplishment. That was not an accomplishment. And President Trump needs to understand this, and whomever is listening, squeezing out the regulatory inefficiencies and the red tape, that could work for a construction site. That could work for business. That doesn't work in medicine and science. We had that time component there for a reason. We needed to follow these vaccines long term, because a lot of the safety signals don't emerge immediately. They need time. So I think that is something President Trump didn't understand and still doesn't understand. I'm being very open with you. You know, you got me on the show, and I'm talking to you from my heart, and I'm talking. The judicial ruling is excellent, because Pfizer and Moderna, and they are trying to cover up and hide very questionable decision-making. You can't tell me that you need 75 years before I, the general public, or scientists like me, could go over your stuff and the data to see how you arrive at your decision. It's because I'll be dead and gone, and my children will be dead and gone. No. We want to see it now. And I'll be blunt. You know I am. I want,
yes, I do.
The end of the day. I want at the end of the day, sir.
Yes, Dr. Paul, you know, I appreciate that opinion. And the thing is, you have a video out about President Trump's deadly embrace of vaccines. But the thing that I'm looking at was this most recent video where he came on and admitted he got the booster. What kind of tempo does that set for his reemergence into the political scene, if it's even possible?
Well, you ask a good question. And remember, I don't know your political philosophy. And I'm just telling you how I look at this. Again, the fact that I took a position at the HHS reporting to him, it's because I supported the guy. I liked what he did. I thought he was a great, great president. I thought he would have been on Mount Rushmore in January 2020, looking at his accomplishments that he only did in the last 2 years, because Paul Ryan screwed him the first 2 years. Again, I'm a very blunt individual, and I understand the politics too. I'm not just a scientist. So Trump really did good. But for him to advocate taking the booster, when we are looking at the evidence, all of the science tells us that the immunity from the vaccine is just pure immunity. When you take the jab, it causes your antibody levels to rise, and then your antibody levels fall. Antibodies is not a good measure of immunity, long-term immunity. We know that. We knew this. So for anybody to be saying, well, okay, I need to go and take another booster because they said I need a booster to boost my antibodies. Who cares about that? The question is, does it confer long-lived immunity? natural immunity. And you could only get that by being naturally exposed and getting the virus naturally as a consequence, harmless day-to-day living naturally. These vaccines are not effective, and we know they're harmful. Look at the harm they're causing in myocarditis in young persons. We have research by Hoag et al. That shows us that a young person, particularly male, teenagers, etc., you are significantly at greater risk of myocarditis post-vaccine than if you chance getting the virus on its own. And you have Omicron now that is like a natural vaccine. You don't need no vaccine. Nobody. President Trump made a mistake there advocating for booster. Nobody should take a booster. Omicron is your booster, and I'm trying to make people understand that. It is so mild. It has no side effects like a vaccine, and you will get natural immunity from it. How then would you think to take a vaccine that is conferring no benefit, yet it has harms? Kostoff et al. Did a study. We're looking at the data right now. It shows that across every age group, 65 and older is potent, but across every age group, you have a significant increase of death, not severe outcome, death with these vaccines versus if you chance the virus on its own. And if you're 65 years and over, it's a five-fold increased risk of death than if you just got infected. And again, that was with Delta we modeled. Now we're talking about Omicron, which is like one-tenth of a common cold. So there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there. And I think President Trump would be better not saying anything and then coming back around and talking to the public about being misled with the lockdowns and school closures that caused people to commit suicide, and then come back around and tell us, you know what, these vaccines can't be given to children. I certainly will not be giving it to my son. He needs to say it and then say, look, I'm now abreast of the evidence. I was greatly misled by CDC and NIH and all of those inept people, corrupt people. And today when I look at the evidence, and I mean, if he wants, call Dr. McCullough, call Dr. Reese, call me. We'll go to Washington for free and sit down and show him the data.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, is that you've got the Omicron virus out there and the government has politicized it and they're making an excuse and they're blaming it on the unvaccinated, which is why I brought up Dr. Robert Malone's recent comment about the fact that it's just only in America right now, in this day and age, can we have a medicine that doesn't work and it's being blamed on those who didn't take it. I mean, the insanity of this logic, it just blows the mind. It boggles the conscience. And so you're basically saying that we are overreacting to something that could just basically give us natural immunity.
Absolutely. And again, I work with Dr. Malone daily. On the 23rd, we are going to this march. We have some conferences. This is a very smart guy, passionate guy, loves America. He knows what he's saying. And what he's saying is correct. Omicron is one-tenth of a cold in terms of symptoms. If you get Omicron infection, you will probably never know. And if you do know, you might know it for a couple of hours. We are seeing you don't even need to treat elderly people. It's a quick hit with it if you get any symptoms. Omicron has emerged as nature's gift to us. It's like a natural vaccine. In other words, if a scientist turns to you, like if Fauci says, you know, you take the vaccine so you can get boosted, you could turn around and tell this idiot, no, I will be exposed to Omicron naturally in the environment. I probably will not get infected. I probably will not feel any symptoms or anything because it's highly infectious. And I will get that boost there. That'll be a natural boost. If you're talking about I need to be boosted, but I'll get it from Omicron. The good news is, because it's an infection naturally, I will get natural immunity for the rest of my life. For all of the other variants that could come, for all coronaviruses, I'll be cross-protected. That's what people don't understand, too. That is why most people in the beginning, we told these people this. We said 90-95% of the public will have no problem with SARS-CoV-2 virus, COVID, because we already have some level of immunity. SARS-CoV-2 COVID is a coronavirus. And you see, I know we're limited by time, but maybe it's important I say it. A coronavirus is a coronavirus is a coronavirus. You get infected with one, you have cross protection to the other. That's what we saw in children. That is why children do so well with COVID, because of the common colds that they've gotten all during the, and 3 to 4 every year, keeps their innate immune system tuned, taxed, and primed. So that when COVID came along to children, their innate immunity laughs at it. That's why children don't succumb to COVID. And we needed to watch how children reacted to understand there is something in people that we bring already that confers a certain level of protection. That is why you, I don't know you personally, but I could guarantee without knowing you personally, you have people in your life who've never got a COVID infection, will never get COVID infection. And if they did, they didn't even know, because we have an immunity, an innate immunity that vanquishes everything potently. And if we had common colds, I could guarantee you had about 500 common colds in your life, like me. We get 5 or 6 a year. Everybody gets 5 or 6 common colds a year, mild, sometimes with no symptoms. That is a coronavirus, like the OC43 strain. That was a pandemic coronavirus in 1880, about 150 years ago. OC43 common cold coronavirus, just like this one. And what happened? Over 150 years, we had 4 or 5 spikes of it across history in different countries in the world. People got infected. Elderly, high-risk people died like how they normally die because you're compromised, you're old. You have a declined immune response. You're probably immunosuppressed, etc. You have underlying medical conditions. And this has shown us it hits morbidly obese, 300-400-pound persons heavier, harder. Okay, but you have a risk. Why must I, the rest of society, why must children, why must healthy, well people, 99.5% of our society, why must the rest of society pay deadly by shutting down the society, damaging the economy? Do you know how many children, I'll say it for people to understand, do you know how many children in America hung themselves? Children less than 10 years old. The media didn't tell you this during the election because Trump would have looked good. The media covered it up. We were getting reports coming up from the state, and President Trump knew. And that's why he was on the podium every day. You saw him fighting the CDC and fighting Fauci and Burks and begging the states and the blue states to open and begging the unions to open schools, because he knew we got the data. It was showing us that little children in certain states in America, parents found them hung from the lockdowns and the school closure. This is no joke. This is a serious thing, the ramifications of the lockdown. This must end. We need to get up and say, stop it. Stop, stop, stop. Throw all of the masks away. Stop it. We're going to go on with life. Protect your elderly. Protect granny in your home. Don't let nobody go in her bedroom. We could do that. Put on a mask if you need to. And don't go and see granny in your old age home. And make sure they treat her well. But let the rest of the damn society live free. Let us live and let our immune systems work the way they should. Take the masks off for children. We're killing them with these masks. They don't work. And the vaccines are ineffective and they're harmful. The vaccines are killing people, period. And President Trump needs to come out and bulletproof that and fix it. He should not advocate for these vaccines.
And the only reason, Dr. Paul, that I can think of that the teachers' unions are fighting this is because of the money. They're getting paid whether they teach or not. And the other thing that gets me is they don't want to talk about naturally acquired immunity like you have been talking about, because if all of a sudden people are convinced that they don't have to take the booster or they don't have to take the jab and the attack against the unvaccinated were to suddenly dissipate because people accepted the fact of Omicron giving you this acquired immunity. The only reason I could think they want to keep on with this narrative is we got Big Pharma making all this money. Oh, they don't want to stop the pipeline. Their investors would be upset. That's all I can think.
You hit the nail on the head. This is about big money. This is about obscene money. This is why Stephen Hahn, who's the commissioner of the FDA, where the administration changed, got a big position in Moderna. This is corrupted crap. You can't do that. So everybody's thinking about money. Even people fighting this COVID stuff on the vaccine. Everybody trying to make money. People don't realize we have to stop and think about what is in the best interest for the society. And for me as an individual, you are saying it. You should be the scientist out there on the podium talking about it. You understand it. This is about money. If we went on, if we woke up today, this morning, and say, you know what, let me open my door for my house, take all these masks and all this crap and burn it, and just walk outside and say, that's it, and turn off Fox. Turn Fox off and turn CNN. Don't just turn CNN. You have to turn Fox off. Because I realize Fox spews misleading information too, and I was a Fox supporter. So turn them off for a bit and just don't listen to that crap anymore. Just trust yourself and realize, well, wait, they made me lock down for 2 years. 2 years, and I suffered. Now they bring a vaccine that I don't need. I don't need it. It don't work. That's what the data science is showing clearly. I just published an op-ed. You can find it on my website, drpaulalexander.com. I put together the 39 studies that show the vaccines fail. 39 studies, 33 on Delta and 6 on Omicron. DrPaulAlexander.com. Go and read it. So the vaccines fail. So I don't need it. The vaccines don't work. And yet, we also know it's harmful. So with those three pieces of information, it's time I just go on with my life. Make some common sense decisions and take some precautions. You know what I mean? Take reasonable, sensible precautions and go on. The reality about it is COVID in 2020, February, the median age was 83, risk of death, 83 years old, two underlying medical conditions. COVID, January of 2022, the median age of death is still 83, two underlying medical conditions at least. COVID has not changed. We know exactly who the – we actually updated that by including obese persons, because obesity emerged as a superloaded risk factor. So, you know, I mean, again, why must I and the rest of society and children, little innocent children, pay a price for other people with their risks? We need to help everybody and to fix things. COVID has shown us that the society is unhealthy, etc. So, okay, that's what it has shown us. So we need to address that. So we need to close down half of the public health institutions in America because they have all failed. Because their job is to improve public health, so they fail. So, but we understand COVID has shown us these respiratory infections, viruses, exploit your risk factors. So the society needs, if public health, if Murthy, the Surgeon General of under Biden, or the other inept one, Jerome Adams, who was under Trump, would have come on the television once a week from the start of this drama and tell people, hey, people, drop 10 to 15 pounds. The risk of death will go down significantly. Just drop 10 to 15 pounds. And you shut down half of the McDonald's and you leave all the gyms open and tell people get in the gym. Close down all those fast food places. If you want to talk about what needed to be done, then that's a good public policy move. That to me, I'd applaud that. That's what we needed. We need good public health people to understand the situation. And to be honest with people, we can't tell people that they're getting they're too heavy and they're overweight. That's a taboo talk. No, and tell people vitamin D is needed for your T-cell immunity. COVID showed us this. You're not telling people what they needed to know. We need supplements. You know, people needed that. It would have saved many. And most important, because I know time is a limit, early treatment. I work with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Reich, Dr. Zlemko, Dr. Pierre Corey, Malone, we work on early outpatient treatment. We saw day one that these antivirals and steroids dropped the risk of hospitalization and death by 90%. I want to say it clearly so people understand. We have to jail a lot of people when this is over. I want us to go back and find all who made the decisions to stop the early treatment, make it unavailable, and all who bought these vaccines. And if we could show in a proper court, not more vigilante justice and all that crap, I'm talking about proper legal forum. Everybody could present their evidence and their matter. If we show that from the highest levels of government, people did wrong things that costed lives, I want them in jail. I want them in jail. Make COVID the opportunity to jail a lot of people in government. Why? Because the 800,000 Americans that have died, I'm telling you, we modeled the data. 750,000 of our parents would have been alive today had they used early treatment.
I agree with you, Dr. Paul, on that end. We are out of time, and we appreciate you coming on the show. DrPaulAlexander.com, ladies and gentlemen. Here on the Power Hour, we're going to be bringing Reverend William Cook in on the conversation here at the top of the noon hour after the break. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.